first appearance on our show tonight, Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
And that was from your list, baby.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's TL's, one of her songs from her YouTube picks.
It's my YouTube playlist.
Yeah, so what we're going to do today, everybody, is we have a brand new YouTube page. And, of course, we want everybody to go over there, like, and subscribe. And we're going to grind that into your minds here throughout the show today. But hour one, we're going to go with TL's picks. We each have our own picks on our page of our favorite Elvis songs. And, of course, that was one of TL's big ones. And in hour number two, we're going to hear Dan's.
Ah.
Now, I'm actually going to call this two. Hour one is for the ladies.
Oh, please.
Because.
Whatever.
Now, if you guys have been listening to Blue Suede Connection for a while, I give TL a hard time because she likes all those big love songs or breakup songs or tragedy songs.
Oh, please.
And I give her a hard time. Now, me, I'm a guy. So
oh,
I like that
whatever.
Rock and roll, fast tempo, happy, fun Elvis music.
I think that's...
Now, in your fairness to you, you do have some good picks on here of fast songs, too. But when I put this show together, I made sure when I went over your list, I picked all the fast ones first. Not to play in that order, but I made sure there was going to be some up-tempo ones in your first hour.
You're so worried about the show being too slow.
Yeah.
Too slow.
Exactly. All right, besides all of our picks, from our YouTube page, which you need to like and subscribe to, everybody. TL's going to talk about Elvis and AI. Now, that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I want to hear this one. And Austin Butler is Elvis again? Could that happen?
Maybe.
TL's going to talk about it. And it's our favorite songs today, so I'm going to talk about Elvis's favorite songs. And there was a poll done a year or so ago by Elvis fans on what their favorite Elvis songs were. We're going to go over that today and a whole lot more. But it's all about one man, as I say every week. That man would be Elvis Presley, and here he is right now.
I'm in a publishing firm, but I'll take songs from anywhere, you know, or from anybody if they're good. It doesn't have to be in my company. It could be just completely an unknown person, just anybody that writes a song. If they can get it to me, if it's good, I'll do it.
Seven lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching for you. To some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 in the cold Kentucky rain.
Boomhauer, Dale, get yourself together now. It's time to get on our Blue Suede Connection.
Okay, hey.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Just pretend that we're together all alone. Tell the man to turn the jukebox, we're down alone. You can tell a friend that we're
touch your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Just pretend we're together. Man, I turned the jukebox way down low. You can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go.
Putting his touch on a country classic right
love
there.
Love it.
He'll have to go. Of course you do. These are your picks.
I know they are. Mine, all mine.
Yeah, our number one is all about TL's YouTube picks.
YouTube playlist.
Well, however you want to word it. You're the professional here. I'm just a stupid DJ.
Oh, whatever.
I know. I'm not a disc jockey. I'm an air personality. That's what we are.
Are you an on-air personality?
We're not disc jockeys, no.
What's your personality?
We've got personality, walking personality.
Personality.
Yeah, that's it.
You have about five personalities inside you.
I got all, I'm sorry, I got all kinds of personalities. Stop. Just call me Sybil today.
Sybil?
Yeah. You know,
Sybilis.
Sybil had all those personalities in the movie, you remember? Let me get started back here again. What I was getting to.
Okay.
It's our picks today on the show, but we would love to hear your picks because in the very near future, we're going to do a listener's request show once again. Only this time, I don't want to read them. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you call us up and say, "Hi, I'm Tina from Michigan and I love Blue Suede Connection and my favorite Elvis song is Girl Happy." Yeah,
that's
or something
the
like that.
Best you can do, Tina?
Yeah, that's Tina. All right. So, baby, how can they call us and leave this message and be a part of this show?
540-227-0514.
All right, there you go. TL actually picked a fast one here and there, and here's one of them.
No.
Well, it's hard to be a gambler betting on the number that changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you'll find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby, the movie blues.
She needs fancy bangles and beads. That's part of a woman's plan. But what every woman lives for, what every woman lives for, is to give her love to a man. Wise men have known women can't live alone, so a woman should understand that what every woman lives for, what every woman lives for, is to give her love to a man. He may not be the kind you find in picture books, a real-life hero with dashing, handsome looks. He may not be the guy that you've been dreaming of, but that won't stop you from giving him your love. Dear, can't you see that it was meant to be? It's part of our destiny. 'Cause what every woman lives for, what every woman lives for, is to give her love to a man. And I hope that man is me.
Nice one there from Frankie and Johnny. And once again, a TL pick from her YouTube pick list.
That's right.
What do you got coming up for us after this little quick break?
We're going to talk about Elvis AI, which I know everybody, if you hang out on social media, you've seen pieces of
that. Yeah, it's a hot topic too right now.
Yes, it is. The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack. So don't you mess around with me. I never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders, no kind of man. I'm only made out of flesh, blood, and bone. But if you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try it all alone, because I'm you mess around with me.
Favorite film was King Creole, and that was the big song from that movie, Trouble. And I love that song, and I'm glad you picked that one, because that enhances this big first hour of your music.
You're just glad it's a fast song.
Yes, yes. All right.
Man.
Anyway, you said we were going to talk about a little AI and Elvis. What's happening going on? What's happening, baby? What exactly is this all about?
Latest news. All March 22nd, Tennessee's governor, Bill Lee, signs the Elvis Act. They're calling it the Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Elvis Act. That's a mouthful.
Yeah,
signed into law. They had a big press conference there in Nashville where they're telling folks that if you're going to be doing business in Tennessee, and I'm sure this is going to go worldwide, it's only a matter of time, that they are basically starting the campaign that you cannot put these people's voice and images in AI. So you can't have those deep fakes like we keep seeing on YouTube and Facebook.
They're circulating too all over Facebook.
The voice and the likeness. You cannot do that anymore. It's against the law. It's eventually going to be against the law everywhere.
Right.
But Tennessee is kicking it off. They actually had Luke Bryan on hand when they signed it, and his exact words were, "The leaders of this show that artists who are moving here following their dreams to Nashville, that this state is going to protect what we work so hard for." And
him.
I personally want to thank all our legislators and people that made this bill happen. So it's coming, people. So, you know, we think we're so entertained watching Dean Z's body with Elvis's face and Elvis's AI voice, or even the real song playing.
Right.
I mean, that's going to become illegal. So
good. It should be.
Yeah.
I like that. We should have asked Dean about that. We didn't think to do that.
When we talked to him, we did not. But I do know that I think based on what people were saying online, that he was a little bit uncomfortable with that.
I'm sure he was. Yeah. All right. Good job, baby. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
forever, my darling. Our love will be true, always and forever. Our love only you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear, the rest of my days. I'll never part from you or your loving ways. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul
A chauffeur at the wheel crashed up so fast.
I'm Michaela.
And I'm Melissa.
And we made our Blue Suede connection.
Me too.
He's not what he's doing, man.
Just leave it to me. Don't ever be ashamed. Just give me a chance. I'll share. Let me know when I'll be there. I'll take care of you. Any place and anywhere. Shake a hand, shake a hand. Shake a hand, shake a hand. Shake a hand, shake a hand. Shake a hand if you can. Be truthful to me. I'll be truthful. I'm in love with you so. Till I don't know what to do. So let's call it a day. I've said all I have to say. Except don't forget to pray and shake a hand every day. Shake a hand, shake a hand. Shake a hand, shake a hand. Shake a hand, shake a hand.
I say it all the time, but if you have the opportunity to listen to the show with headphones on,
yes,
you really should. Like, I was just listening to that, and you could really hear the piano.
Mm-hmm.
The piano is so good in that song. I always say it reminds me of Blueberry Hill.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Same feel, same, the same, yeah, everything.
Same
happening.
Groove going on there.
Right. So we're doing Elvis' top songs on our pick list today. TL's got her own YouTube pick list, and I've got mine. We're doing hour one is TL's, and hour two will be mine.
Yeah.
My stuff's coming up, baby.
Oh, are you excited about that,
yes,
Daniel?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I bet
course
you think
I
yours is better than mine.
Of course I do. Anyway, showbizcheatsheet.com. they put out Elvis's favorite songs of his own. I don't know how true this is. I don't know how they became aficionados on Elvis.
Right, right.
But they say Elvis's favorite songs of his own were Don't Be Cruel. Mm-hmm. From the early days. I do remember him saying back in the early days that was his favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
But that was many years before Moody Blue or Burning Love or Suspicious Minds.
Sure, I'm sure it changed over time.
But they also said Green, Green Grass of Home, which I do know he loved that song.
Yeah, he did love that one, yeah.
Absolutely. He was driving home from a
from
tour.
Movies. Yeah.
Was it a movie?
It was movies.
But he heard Tom Jones' version on the radio and said, I got to do that. I love that song.
All the way home, they heard it.
Yeah.
And in typical Elvis, you know, where he just gets obsessed with something over and over and over again.
Absolutely. And, of course, the Hawaiian concert, he says, this is the saddest song I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so lonesome I could cry. Now, I thought about that for a minute when I wrote these down. As I remember Elvis's shows and concerts throughout the years, there was a few consistent songs that he did. How Great Thou Art, he really loved that. I think that was one of his favorite songs,
mm-hmm.
too. Love Me was one from the 50s that he did the entire lifespan of his music. In every
mm-hmm.
concert,
mm-hmm.
Love Me was the standard. Of course, Suspicious Minds, we know he loved. He did
mm-hmm.
that all the time. He did that all the way to like 75, I think early into 76. Then he stopped doing that one. But Hurt. Hurt was a big one there towards the latter years that he did all the time. He loved hitting that note, you know?
Oh, great. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, that was showbizcheatsheet.com, Elvis' favorite songs.
Mm.
Now, let's get back to the man. Here's another TL favorite. It's easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Go back where you came from. You ain't even wrong. I had a wife and I had children. I threw them all away. And now you tell me you dare to tell me go back to them. What do you think I should say? I found it hard to leave them. Saddest thing I ever had to do. My problem.
Mm-hmm. TL's going to take us all way down to the jungle room right after this.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is. Not a fair question to ask an Elvis fan, what's your favorite Elvis song? You know, and I
it's
thinking,
complicated.
Yeah, and I'm thinking we ask our friends out there that listen every week, you know, our friends at the party here, to call us and give us a pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we've got to pick whole lists, and I'm thinking how that's kind of really unfair to them, but we really do want you guys to call. Just do it like this. Think of your favorite Elvis song right now. Boom. What song just came to your mind? That's the one you need to call and say, hey, this is my favorite song and I would like you to play it. You know what I mean? Does that
I
work for you?
I think they can manage it.
Yeah, they can do it. Try your best and narrow it down to one song and call us and leave a message. And we would love for you to be a part of the show. And once again, baby, what's the phone number?
540-227-0514.
And that works on WhatsApp and all that for our friends across the pond,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. You can call with WhatsApp.
All right. There you go.
It's a conscious thing that, you know, I like to mix them up. In other words, I like to do a song like Bridge Over Troubled Water or American Trilogy or something. Then mix it up and do some rock and roll, some of the hard rock stuff. I'm not the least bit ashamed of Hound Dog or Heartbreak Hotel or whatever those things were. You know.
When tears are in your eyes. I will draw them all. I won't smile. Oh, what time is love? And friends just can't be found. Hell, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Oh, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh,
ever since I was a teenager, and I'm in my 70s now, and I still love his music. Thank you very much for having that station of Elvis.
I remember how your eyes used to light up over promises that are made. For the first time in my life, I know now how it feels to be afraid. I don't know what I'd do if you go away. This will sure be one lonely old town for a man so busy going up in the world that he couldn't see.
coming down. Love coming down. I remember all the times you told me love's all that mattered to you. I look it back now, wondering how I believe I had things more important to do. I can see how I must have looked to you like some fool on a merry-go-round. Another man so busy growing up in the world that he couldn't see love going down. Love going down. Can't you see how everything I've learned just be wasted if you leave me? You just give me one more try. I swear I'll always be here when you need me. If you can find it in your heart to forgive me, I try to keep both my feet on the ground. Man so busy up in the world that he couldn't see love coming down. Love coming down.
I love you, honey. Oh God, I love you, but I still gotta sing this song.
Just because
I spoke her name somewhere. Just because, Lord, I saw her and went to pieces. Lord, you know she thinks I love still dead. You know she thinks I still dead.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
When Moses walked the children out of Egypt land, said, now don't you worry, we're in the Lord's hand. He's gonna walk beside us, time is coming near.
Shaft Presley, kicking off hour number two of Blue Suede Connection. It's my turn now. We heard all of TL's, well, not all of her favorites, just some of her favorites in hour number one.
Oh, Dan's excited.
Yeah, now we're going to switch gears. It's Dan's favorites this hour. We're also going to hear You make me laugh. Mm. We're also going to hear about some of Elvis's favorite things this hour. Okay. And a 2020 poll was done by fans on what their favorite Elvis songs were.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go over that. And fans of Elvis today that were infatuated, that really loved and really got into that new Elvis movie that Baz Luhrmann put together.
Right.
With Austin Butler. Well, there's a possibility that Austin could put on the jumpsuit again.
I don't know.
It's not definite. We don't know for sure, but you're going to talk about it
in
a little bit. We don't want to create any rumors out there.
Yes, we do. Especially ones that make him do it.
Well, we're going to share that story with you here in a little bit. TL's going to share it because you only share good stuff, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I like sharing good music like this one from 1969.
Yeah. get you on the fire? Or
not when I just hear it on the radio. When I'm doing it on the stage, you have to put on a show for people.
Yeah.
In other words, people can buy your records and hear you sing, and they don't have to come out to hear you sing. You have to put on a show in order to draw a crowd.
Yeah.
If I just stood out there and sang and never moved a muscle, the people would say, well, my goodness, I can stay home and listen to his records. But you have to give them a show.
Well, since my head baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, a heartbreak hotel. I used to be so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find me. Broken-hearted lovers to cry there again. Be so lonely, so lonely. Well, they'd be so lonely, they could die. Now, the bellhop tears keep flowing, the death clerk's just in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. They're so lonely, they pray to die.
Great philosopher once said, rock and roll is here to stay, it will never die. It sure is alive here on Blue Suede Connection. Yeah, baby!
Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Yeah, baby.
One of my favorite live versions of One Night by Elvis Presley. That was from 1970 there in Las Vegas, Nevada. What this show is all about today, ladies and gentlemen, is we have a YouTube page, Blue Suede Connection. Go over there and find us. And we each have our own little pick list over there of our favorite Elvis songs. And TL, of course, we just covered in hour number one. Now we're doing my favorite songs of Elvis. Now, of course, our list could have been 100 songs each at least.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we each had 12 songs or so. And that's what you're hearing today. But definitely we want you to go to our YouTube page. Come over there and like us and subscribe. And the reason we need you to do so, TL, you want to explain a little bit?
Yeah, so we really want to play Elvis's music on YouTube. And back in the day, if you had your music licensing, which most radio stations do have, you can do that. But now YouTube is partnered with musicians and such in a way where you have to actually partner with them, no matter your licensing, right, in order to play music. You need subscribers to do this. So in order for us to actually share the full show or pieces of the full show with Elvis's music and actually talk about the song that we're playing, we need subscribers.
Right. So we always say we need you. We need you now more than ever,
yes,
over on YouTube. All right, baby, it's time to get back into it. Let's call this the Army set right here, okay?
All right.
Soldier boy, she's not you.
just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And when we're dancing, it almost feels the same. I've gotta stop myself from whispering your name. She even kisses me like you used to do, and it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you.
All right, she's not you.
Yeah, nice. I love it.
There's no other use but my TL. There's nobody like you.
No, there you she's go. Not you.
Yeah, nobody else that can compare to my TL. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of great stuff on the way. We're doing our favorites today here on Blue Suede Connection. TL, we did our number one now. We're in Dan's favorites. And again, we would love you to call us and tell us your favorite for future shows. Mm-hmm. Because you folks out there, you are as much a part of this show as we are. We definitely need you. So we're going to come up. After this break, the song from my favorite album, All Happening, right here, right now. Where at, baby?
Blue Suede Connection. The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Separate this way. We've been together so long. Do I have to separate this way? Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday. Wait a minute.
but now I guess you've changed your mind. You said you once had loved me, but now I guess you've changed your mind. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Give yourself just a little more time.
You know what else is extra cool about that song?
What's that?
Because back in 1959, 1960, mm-hmm. little Caucasian boys from the South didn't dare touch a song so dangerous as something like that. A bluesy would have been referred to as a colored song back in those days, you know?
And erotic.
Yeah, exactly. But Elvis, he had the kahunas to do it, and that's one of the reasons you got to love that song. Not only that, because of the great Boots Randolph and that sax solo.
Wonderful.
Two sax solos in that version.
Uh-huh.
And in Elvis's delivery, just, you know, that's a great song, and I've always liked it. Since I was a little teeny Danny, I liked it. Yeah.
So you were bold yourself.
Yes,
huh?
Of course I was.
Especially in your upbringing.
I dared to be different, maybe.
Your Pentecostal.
I was brought up in that. Yep.
Yep. They would have been upset with you, I think.
TastingTable.com. You like that title? TastingTable.com.
Oh, sounds good.
They put out Elvis's favorite things, food-wise, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we both know this. Elvis loved Pepsi. That was his favorite soda.
Yeah.
Without any question. There's pictures of him drinking Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And there's pictures of him sitting at a table with a bottle of Pepsi sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Elvis did like coffee. He was one of us. He liked coffee. He liked it in the morning.
Yeah.
He liked it with half and half and sweet and low.
Really? Sweet
yeah.
and low?
Yeah. He liked it
they
with
sweet and low. They had sweet and low back
then? Yeah. It's been out for a long time. Well, okay. I don't know. In the 70s, yeah. I don't know if they had it in the 50s, but whatever they had.
Didn't
he
know
probably
that.
Used sugar back in the 50s if they didn't have it.
Yeah.
That's something we'll have to look up now.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Did they have sweet and low in the 50s?
Yeah.
When was it invented? He likes Southern biscuits. Of course, he's from
of
the
course.
South. What little guy from the South doesn't like Southern biscuits?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one that you and I can agree with. We had it this morning. Bacon.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun,
yes,
dun.
He liked his bacon.
And I learned that bacon's good with donuts this weekend.
Yes, you did.
I never would have guessed it.
Meatloaf. We know he liked meatloaf, and who doesn't? Well, there is one or two out there that probably doesn't, but I love it.
I love meatloaf.
He loved cheeseburgers. He's a good old American boy. He loves his American cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
He made them at home. He had the ladies make them for him at home, but when he went out for burgers, he liked Crystal Burger from there in Memphis.
Yeah, I'd heard that. Yeah.
He liked banana pudding. I don't think I've ever eaten banana pudding in my life.
Oh, I have. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. He liked cornbread. We've all had that. That's good with the bean soup or chili. You got to have cornbread. He liked pound cake. I've had pound cake,
really,
Yeah.
Never had that.
But here's an interesting one. Barbecued pork pizza.
Nah.
I don't know.
That's a Memphis thing.
Yeah, it is.
As an Italian girl, I just can't figure it out.
Well, Coletta's in Memphis is where he used to get it. It's an Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually claim to have invented barbecue pizza back in the 50s.
Yeah, they probably did. It's definitely a Memphis thing. It's the only place I've ever seen it.
Well, he liked it, and I'm ready to try it, baby.
I play an old piano from 9 till a half past 1. Trying to make a living watching everybody else are having fun. Well, I don't miss much of that what happens on a dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Mama had a time trying to raise 9 kids. Told me not to staggle, it was impolite. And did the best you could to try to raise me right. Hey, but mama never told me about nothing like a wow you. Yeah. Say, your mother must have been another good looking mother too. We'll be right back.
others, but too much something and not enough another. He got it all together like a loving machine.
One of those songs we call a big song by Elvis Presley.
Absolutely.
That could have been on your list too, by the way, because I know you love it.
Oh, yeah.
You like the live version better, though, don't you?
I do, yeah.
And there's several versions.
77, I like.
Yeah. 77, you know, people can say what they want, you know, about that last concert, but that voice, man, some of those songs he did back in 1977, he was just on it, that voice. Never lost that.
You know, when you learn about his health issues and how hard it was for him to breathe at times.
Yeah. He made it through. ElvisDaily.com, a 2020 poll they did, TL. Fans voted for their top Elvis songs. Mm-hmm. Here's your top 10 on the list. Crying in the Chapel came in at number 10.
Nice.
Number 9, American Trilogy.
Uh-huh.
Number 8, Heartbreak Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Burning Love. Number 6, It's Now or Never.
Cool.
Number 5 is a live version of this coming up right after I'm done running my mouth. Don't be cruel. Number 4, Jailhouse Rock. Number 3, Can't Help Falling in Love. Number 2, Always on My Mind.
Yes.
Do you have a guess what America picked as their favorite Elvis song?
Oh, my gosh.
Suspicious Minds.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was problem.
I should have known that.
Yeah, of course. That's okay. We'll let you miss once in a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. With Elvis Presley headlining tonight, here is Elvis.
To the people watching, and all you people that are here tonight, that that we really are thankful for all the success that you.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please a telephone. Well, baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please let's forget my past. If you can look right ahead, feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say.
Now for his new picture. This will be the last time that we'll run into each other for a while. But I wanted to say to Elvis Presley and the country that this is a real, decent, fine boy. And wherever you go, Elvis, the guys who accompany you over there, we want to say that we've never had a pleasanter experience on our show with a big name than we've had with you. You're thoroughly all right. So now, let's have a tremendous hand for a very nice person.
Hey, baby. This is Dean Z, Elvis tribute artist, and I've made my blue suede connection. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You say that you love me and swear it to be true. Kisses and swear that they're brand new. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but to make me know what to do. Come on,
make me know.
Then go ahead and show. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but make me know what to do. You won't have no trouble proving it to me. Come right along and you'll find me ample as can be. You is believing, make me know what you do. Come on now,
make me know what's
wrong. Go ahead and show it. I say here it's deceiving. See is believing, make me know what you do. You won't have no trouble proving it to me. Come right along and you'll find me helpful as can be. You say you want to hold me and stick to me like glue. Well, here it's see is believing, make me know it. Do it. Come on,
make me know it.
Go ahead and show it. I say here and deceive it. See is believing, make me know it. Do it.
Oh, make me know it.
Go ahead.
Sway Connection. We'll be right back after this. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede Connection, that is.
Keep moving, moving on. I can't love you too much. You do all the living while I do all the giving. Lord, I love you too much.
Too much.
Well, you spend all my money too much. I have to share your honey too much. When I want some loving, you're gone. Don't you know you're treating your daddy wrong? Now you got me started. A fool for your charms. Take me back, baby, in your arms. Like to hear you sighing, even though I know you're lying. Gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time. I need your hug. Leave me mine. Need a good name. Stay real close. Please, please, hear me.
Yeah, I like that one. Of course I do. It's my pick.
Of course. These all are right. All you. Notice he's very happy, folks, that it's
yes,
all about
yes,
his
yes,
picks
yes.
now.
I've come to life the second hour.
Is that it?
You know, a lot of people really, really fell in love with Austin Butler when he portrayed Elvis in the 2022 film Elvis by Baz Luhrmann. And Baz has got lots of footage that he did not use in the film. He's going to be putting out eventually, so he says. He promises to give us that hour, or at least an hour or so more, of more footage.
Yeah,
that wasn't
supposedly.
In the movie, yeah.
Right.
But fans out there along the world all wish Austin would just play him again because they liked it so much. He did such a good job.
Yeah.
Now, that's going to lead to what you're going to share with us right now. This is pretty interesting.
So, Austin starred with Timothy Chalamet. I think that's how you say his name. I
yes.
think the T on the end is silent. In Dunes, the new Dunes movie.
Right, right.
And they got to know each other. And Timothy is starring in A Complete Unknown is the name of the movie. And it's a takeoff of the song Like a Rolling Stone. So it's
Dylan.
A biopic about Dylan.
Nice.
So I'm sure that Timothy and Austin probably discussed, how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
And he talks about how he just so admires Austin for all the work he did on the Elvis movie, and he's been getting a lot of tips from Austin on what to do and how to go about it. But he's really, really pushed to have Austin come back on his movie as Elvis for just a quick little
cameo.
Yeah.
You know, he loves Elvis, and he's a huge Elvis fan now.
Yeah.
But it consumed him.
Yeah.
He absorbed it all, and I think it was hard for him to break away from that.
Plus everything, you know, for months afterwards, he was walking around still talking like Elvis. I mean, they made fun of him on interviews.
But I think he could work it up just for an hour.
Don't. That's what you say. Each time I hold you this way, when I feel like this and I want to kiss you, baby, don't say
Y'all stop and do far on in. Well, wait, I get ready to say it to me. Mr. Thorpe, is that? Good.
You're so young and beautiful, and I love you so. You're so rare, your eyes that shine, shame the stars that glow. So fill these lonely arms of mine and kiss me tenderly. Forever young and beautiful to me. You're so young and beautiful. You're everything I love. Your angel smile, your gentle touch, are all I'm dreaming of. Oh, take this heart I offer you, and never set me free. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful.
All right, folks, we hope you liked the show today, but we have two jobs for you right now. Job
two.
Number one, yes, call us. Call that number and tell us what your favorite Elvis song is and where you're from. You can tell us where you listen, what station, and we will put you on the show in an upcoming listener request show. Job number two, what the show's been all about today, our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We need you to come over. We need you to subscribe and like the channel and like the songs. The songs. You can't like the songs yet because we can't play them.
Yeah.
But we have lots of videos over there of bits like you're hearing right now that we did on the show over the last 5 or 6 years. And
some interviews.
Yeah, little montages, interviews, our sizzle reel. You want to check out the sizzle reel. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right, baby. I've given them their jobs. Is there anything you would like to share with our fine friends before we say goodbye?
Well, you know, you pretty much took it all out of my... there is one thing. Website. Check it out. BlueSwayConnection.com, people.
All right. Please do it all. We got so much work for you to do this week. All right, baby. I had to do it. We play the song a lot, but it's on my list, and I think it's one of the greatest Elvis rockers from the 70s.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it.
I don't know where.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.